This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump lashed out on Twitter Friday at a Christian magazine after an editorial in it called him profoundly immoral and said he should be removed from office. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Christianity Today editor-in-chief Mark Galli's written an editorial blaming the president for what he calls a blackened moral record.
He slanders people. He mischaracterizes people. He outright lies. He says things that are verbally abusive.
Galli tells NPR and other outlets he does not expect the editorial to shift evangelical views of the president, who is blasting the magazine as being far left. It was founded by the late Billy Graham, whose son Franklin is defending the president, saying the magazine represents the evangelical community's leftist elite. Many prominent evangelicals have boosted their support for the president during the impeachment push. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
British lawmakers have given preliminary approval to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit bill, clearing the way for Britain to leave the EU next month. We get details from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The House of Commons has voted 358 to 234 for the Withdrawal Agreement Bill, a clear win for Johnson. The bill will receive more scrutiny and possible amendment next month and also has to be approved by Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. But Johnson's commanding Conservative majority in Parliament now means it's almost certain Britain will then leave the EU on January 31. But for all Johnson's talk of getting Brexit done, details of Britain's negotiating stance with the EU over a trading future and even who will lead those trade talks remain unknown. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters against India's controversial new citizenship law continued to gather in strength across major Indian cities Friday. About 10,000 people protested outside New Delhi's Jamia Millia Islamia University, the site of weekend clashes in which students accused police of using excessive force that sent dozens of people to the hospital. Thousands of protesters stood inside and on the steps of New Delhi's largest mosque. They waved Indian flags and shouted slogans against the government and the citizenship law. Growing protests and the subsequent clampdown by police have left 11 people dead and more than 4,000 detained. The law applies to Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally, but can demonstrate persecution in Muslim-majority countries Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. It does not apply to Muslims. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday criticized the International Criminal Court for moving closer to opening an investigation in the occupied Palestinian territories. ICC Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said that she was satisfied that there is a reasonable basis to proceed with an investigation into the situation in Palestine.
As there has been a referral from the State of Palestine, there is no requirement to seek pretrial chamber's authorization before proceeding to open an investigation.
Netanyahu said that Palestinians could not call for an investigation since Palestine is not a state.
The court has no jurisdiction in this case. The ICC only has jurisdiction over petitions submitted by sovereign states, but there's never been a Palestinian state.
The announcement ended years of preliminary inquiries into alleged crimes by both Israeli forces and Palestinians. It signaled that Bensouda was preparing to open a formal probe. British prosecutors charged an American diplomat's wife who left Britain after being involved in a fatal road accident with death by dangerous driving on Friday. Police say that 19-year-old motorcycle rider Harry Dunn died when a car driven by Anne Sekulis, whose husband was stationed at a U.S. military base in England, hit him. Sekulis claimed diplomatic immunity and left Britain after the crash. Mark Stevens represents Dunn's family.
And I think that the judicial system in America will play its part in seeing Anne Sekulis extradited back to the United Kingdom to stand trial and an account.
Prosecutors say they have begun extradition proceedings, but it is up to the government whether to formally ask for Sekulis to be sent back to Britain. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.